Sometimes forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, we got a question from a reader. And this person asks, I've been through over 500 indicators and price trading systems. So now this person faces the challenge of creating a strategy with these tools, and they don't know where to go from here. They're not profitable yet, and they're pretty frustrated. So what would you recommend?
Yeah, this is a good question. So it sounds like this trader, what's going on here is essentially, you know, he's or she's lost confidence. And it's because of the cycle of doom that I talk about, right? Where you hop on an indicator or a strategy for a little while until it goes bad, and then you hop on a new one and that sort of thing. And so what's happening here, I believe, I mean, if you read between the lines of the question, it says, I can't build my own strategy, so I'm looking for gurus to try different strategies. What's happening is this trader is shifting responsibility from himself to the guru. So it's like, okay, I've learned what I can and I can't make it work, so I'm kind of going to rely more on what other people do. And in my estimation, that's a huge mistake. I think what's going on here is not the right thing. And there are basically two things that this person needs to understand. One is, what type of trader are you? Do you like to follow the trend, or do you wait for the end of the trend? Do you like trading when the market is, you know, like consolidating in a box and, you know, just kind of going up and down in a channel or something like that, and you like to trade it from one end of the channel to the other, or one end of the box to the other? Or do you like it when the market's really, 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 really quiet because you know it's going to break out and just go crazy sooner or later? So, you know, you have to decide what type of trading do you do. Do you trade range-bound markets? Do you trade trending markets with the trend? Do you like to see the collapse of the trend? Or do you like to trade breakouts? I mean, there are only so many different ways to trade, even though we give them all fancy names and every guru says I invented it. There's really only a few different ways to trade. So what I would say is, look, decide how you're going to trade. Find the strategy that makes the most sense to you. You can build more later, but find the one that really resonates with you. And then you need to work out your risk. And I know I keep, like, it seems like every episode I say go to fxjake.com/risk, which we'll put in the show notes here for this episode. But the fact is, it might not be the strategy. So when you say I can't make it work, it might actually be what's happening here is the strategy does work, but because of your risk profile, what you're doing, and when I say risk profile, I'm talking about not about you, you know, your personality profile. I'm talking about the risk profile of the system that you're trading, which is probably unknown to you, because as it is unknown to most traders, because you don't know what kind of drawdown you are going to hit. And so if you, for example, think that when you hit a 20% drawdown, the system's broken, and you're trading with a risk profile that makes it 99.9% certain that you're going to hit a 20% drawdown, then it doesn't matter the strategy that you're using. You know what I mean? So please go to that page, fxjake.com/risk, plug your numbers into the calculator and figure out, backwards engineer, a way that you can avoid, given your win rate, given your average winner and your average loser. Once you have all those numbers, you can plug them into the calculator and figure out the type of drawdown that you can avoid. And I believe that that's probably what's going on here. You've probably come across some strategies that you could probably trade for a long time because they make sense to you, and shift the responsibility back onto you. So you have to take responsibility for your trading and for what you need to do, which is basically figure out, how am I going to avoid that backbreaking drawdown? That's what I would do. Don't worry about the gurus. If they tell you something cool, fine. Maybe it's cool. Maybe it's a bunch of BS. Go back and test it in Forex Tester or however you test your strategies and make sure that it's true. And then once you have, you know, go ahead and take that forward. But again, you got to get your risk profile down. Otherwise, you're just going to keep running into this problem over and over again where it doesn't matter how many indicators or strategies you're using, you're going to end up in the same place, which is in a drawdown, and then you're going to freak out and say, oh my gosh, I'm in a drawdown, the system doesn't work anymore, or the market's changed. You know, it's a never-ending cycle, and believe me, I know how bad it sucks. I've been there, And the key is to build up your confidence based on a strategy you believe in and to work out your numbers so you do not hit that terrible drawdown level. That's it. If you can do those two things, then it, trust me, it gets easier.
Cool. That's great advice, Walter. So just to review, there's basically trend trading strategies, counter trend, which is like range bound markets, and then breakout strategies, right?
Yeah, I would say, you know, if you really wanted to break it down, you could say there's swing traders, there's trend traders, there's the end of trend traders, which are kind of like those people who just keep waiting, trying to pick the end of the trend, you know, because they know it's going to move really strong after the end of, you know, when the trend is over. And then there's range bound traders that love those tight ranges because they have something to rely on as support and resistance, whether it's a channel or a box or whatever. And then it's the breakout trader. So if I really had to break it down, I'd break it down into those five groups.
Oh, I see. Okay. So what would be the best way to figure out or to focus on the one that you like the best or would work the best for you?
Yeah, so I have a video that I can post in the show notes for you, but basically it's as simple as just looking at charts. And what you'll notice, and I have it in a video form where you can go through it and just kind of go, the question is basically do you see a trade here? And what you'll notice is that you continually see trades in a certain type of chart. And if that's the case, then we know, oh, well, you're an end of the trend trader. You're always looking for the end of the trend. You see these strong trends and you don't think, "Oh, I want to jump on that trend." You think, "Oh my gosh, that's totally going to, you know, that's a bubble." You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's a bubble. It's going to totally collapse. And so, and you know, when it collapses, it's going to go really fast into profit and you're going to make a big pile of money. But that's because that's the way you see it. So the key, I think, is to probably watch the video. I'll put it in the show notes for you to find out what style of chart is the one that you really, really like. You know, what's the one that you keep looking at over and over again and going, "Oh, wow, that's a great trade." And once you've, and if you're not aware of what that is, that video might help you.
Okay, cool. Great. Well, thanks for that, Walter. That was very helpful.
Thanks.